I mean, what's the general view in the camp at the moment? Are all the lads pretty? Are you all pumped up and you're already looking forward to the season? Are there a few nervous people in there that have not signed contracts yet and are a little bit worried about where they might be going before the start of the season?
Yeah, there's like tonight, the second half was a lot of trialists involved, so they probably feel that way. But the players that are contracted, I think everybody just can't wait to get started. Mm. Like the gaffer, he's really enthusiastic about everything and he's so organised, so everyone's just raring to go.
And so important for Ketron as well to win the first three games, yeah, and pretty much just turn around this 10-point deficit.
Yeah, that's a disadvantage to us, but as soon as we can clear that off and then start pushing forward.
And from what you've seen so far, obviously we don't know what the other sides are going to be like in this league yet, but from what you've seen so far, the other lads here, do you think that this is a team that can really push for promotion this season and get straight back up?
Yeah, most definitely. There's a lot of, as everybody, all the fans would see, there's a lot of young lads, so I think everybody's really hungry just to do well for themselves, do well for the club, and get the club back to where it should be, which is at least the conference.
Well, I've got to be honest, you're all pretty much singing from the same hymn sheet. I had Omar Beckles come in and see us last week, and he was exactly the same, saying, look, the guys are really together, there's a good... Are you the same? Do you get that there's a good feeling, a good vibe in the dressing room?
It feels like, even though we've only been together like 6 weeks, because we've been together so much every day near enough, there's a really good team atmosphere, everybody's getting on very well, everyone's staying at digs together as well.
Now, I'm going to drop you in trouble now because I want you to grasp one of your teammates up. You said you listen to R&B when you're on the way down on the coach. Who's got the worst taste in music in the dressing room? Go on, tell us, who is it? Nobody's listening, so go on.
Maybe, I don't know, maybe Ben Gerrans, I'd say.
Ben Gerrans, why? Yeah. What does he listen to?
He listens to a bit too much dance, a bit of Kevin, too much Kevin and Perry. Kevin and Perry type music. But it's good to mix it up, I suppose.
So there we are. So so it's best to stay away from Ben and listen to your stereo.
Big Ben.
Good man. Excellent. Well, listen, Ryan, thanks ever so much for coming in and speaking to us. We'll let you shoot off back and go and join up with the rest of the lads. All the best for Saturday. You will have to put up with me on the coach, by the way, going down on Saturday. So just be careful what you're listening to.
Yeah.
I should be testing you to make sure you did listen to the 80s night on Friday night. So don't be going to bed too... he won't take no notice. He'll probably beat me up when I turn up on Saturday to get on the coach. Ryan Hervell, thank you very much indeed
for
coming and speaking to us on Poppy Radio. There we are, folks. You see, we got Ryan to come in and speak to us, and he's done that very well indeed. And don't forget, the new season starts on Saturday. We're away at Weymouth, folks. We'll be there. Will you?